Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled The Puppet Mistress. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1: The Encounter. The cafe on the corner of Maple and Fifth was quiet for a Saturday morning. A faint aroma of roasted coffee beans filled the air, mingling with the soft hum of conversation and the occasional clink of cups on saucers. Ethan Cole sat alone at a corner table, absently stirring his cappuccino. The cup was warm in his hands, but he felt cold. It had been 6 months since he lost his fiancée, Sarah, in a car accident, and the grief had burrowed into his bones, leaving him hollow. He stared out the window, watching people pass by, their faces alight with life and purpose. A sharp pang of envy shot through him. He sipped his coffee, letting the bitterness coat his tongue. The world felt distant, like he was watching it from behind a glass wall. "Mind if I sit here?" A soft voice interrupted his thoughts. Ethan looked up, startled. She stood before him, her dark hair cascading over one shoulder. Her eyes a startling shade of blue that seemed to peer right through him. She smiled apologetically, gesturing to the empty chair across from him. "The place is packed, and I don't want to hover like a creep," she added with a small laugh. Ethan glanced around. The cafe wasn't exactly full, but he found himself nodding anyway.
"Sure.
Go ahead." "Thanks." She set her cup on the table and slid into the chair with a grace that seemed effortless. "I hope I'm not interrupting. You looked deep in thought." "Not at all," Ethan replied, his voice awkward. He hadn't had a casual conversation in weeks, and the sudden intrusion into his solitude was disorienting. "Just thinking." "Same here," she said, her tone lighter. "Sometimes it's easier to think with a good cup of coffee in hand, right?" Ethan managed a faint smile. "Something like that. I'm Sophia, by the way." She extended a hand, her nails perfectly manicured but understated. "Ethan," he replied, shaking her hand. Her grip was firm, confident. "Well, Ethan," Sophia said, tilting her head slightly. "You seem like someone who's carrying the weight of the world. Care to share, or should I mind my own business?" Ethan hesitated. Her directness caught him off guard, but there was something disarming about her demeanor. He found himself speaking before he realized it. "Just lost someone important a while ago. It's been hard to move on." Sophia's expression softened, and her eyes glimmered with what looked like genuine empathy. "I'm sorry. Losing someone you love. It's like the world shifts, and you're the only one who notices." Ethan blinked. Her words resonated with a depth he hadn't expected.
"Yeah.
Exactly." She smiled gently. "I lost someone too. My sister a few years ago. It's a pain that doesn't really leave, does it?" He shook his head. "No, it doesn't." They sat in silence for a moment, the weight of their shared grief settling between them. Sophia broke the quiet with a wistful sigh. "Sometimes I wonder if we meet people for a reason. Like the universe knows what we need, even when we don't." Ethan studied her. There was an openness in her expression that invited trust, a warmth that felt genuine. For the first time in months, he felt a flicker of connection, a small light in the fog that had enveloped him. "Maybe," he said quietly. "Or maybe it's just coincidence." "Maybe," Sophia agreed, her lips curving into a faint smile. "But isn't it nice to think it's something more?" They talked for nearly an hour. Sophia shared snippets of her life, her love for photography, her dreams of traveling the world, and the struggles she faced after her sister's death. She listened intently as Ethan spoke about Sarah, about the plans they'd made, and the void her absence had left. When she finally rose to leave, she hesitated, as if reluctant to break the spell. "It was nice talking to you, Ethan. I hope." "I don't know, I hope you find some peace." "You too," he replied, surprised by the sincerity in his voice. As she walked away, her figure disappearing into the crowd outside, Ethan felt a strange mixture of emotions, sadness, yes, but also something else. Hope. He couldn't be sure. What he didn't know was that Sophia had been watching him long before she approached his table, studying him, calculating. She had seen the loneliness in his eyes, the vulnerability etched into his posture. Ethan was perfect. She smiled to herself as she turned the corner, already planning their next chance encounter. The first act of her intricate game had begun, and Ethan didn't even know he was playing. Chapter 2, The Hook. Ethan sat at the same corner table in the cafe a week later, his thoughts drifting aimlessly as he sipped his coffee. The encounter with Sophia had lingered in his mind, her words replaying like a song he couldn't shake. She had been kind, empathetic, and easy to talk to, a rarity in his recent life of solitude. Still, he hadn't expected to see her again. Ethan, a familiar voice called softly, pulling him from his reverie. He looked up to find Sophia standing by his table, holding a steaming cup of tea. She wore a simple navy coat, her dark hair swept to one side. Her smile was warm but tinged with something he couldn't quite place. Relief, perhaps? Sophia, he said, his surprise evident. I didn't think I'd see you again. She chuckled and gestured toward the chair across from him. May I? Of course, Ethan replied, straightening slightly in his seat. Sophia slid into the chair, setting her tea down. I've been coming here for years, she said. Guess we're both creatures of habit. Ethan nodded, his lips curving into a faint smile. I suppose so. They fell into an easy conversation, the kind that felt natural despite their limited acquaintance. Sophia spoke about her favorite books, her fleeting passion for painting, and a disastrous attempt at learning French. Ethan found himself laughing, a genuine, unexpected laugh that seemed to surprise them both. You're good at this, he said after a while. Good at what? Sophia asked, her eyes sparkling with curiosity. Making people feel comfortable, Ethan replied, his tone earnest. I don't think I've laughed like this in months. Sophia's expression softened, and she reached across the table, resting her hand lightly on his. Sometimes we just need someone to remind us what it feels like to be human again. Ethan met her gaze, a flicker of gratitude crossing his face. But beneath Sophia's warm demeanor, her mind was already working, analyzing his vulnerabilities and mapping out her next move. The following week, Ethan returned to the cafe, half hoping to see Sophia again. When she appeared, he wasn't sure whether to be surprised or relieved. Ethan, she greeted him with a wide smile. I was hoping I'd run into you. Her tone was so genuine that he believed her completely. They talked for hours, the conversation flowing as effortlessly as it had the last time. But this time there was a shift. Sophia began to open up about her troubles, carefully crafted stories designed to draw Ethan closer. I don't know why I'm telling you this, Sophia said, her voice trembling slightly as she looked down at her cup. But I feel like I can trust you. You can, Ethan said quickly, his brow furrowing with concern. What's going on? She hesitated, as if debating whether to confide in him. Finally, she sighed, her shoulders slumping. There's this person. Someone I thought I could trust, but they've been harassing me, threatening me. Ethan's eyes widened. Threatening you? Have you gone to the police? Sophia shook her head, a small bitter laugh escaping her lips. It's not that simple. This person. They're connected. Powerful. I don't even know if the police would believe me. Who is it? Ethan asked, leaning forward. Maybe I can help. Sophia looked up at him, her eyes shimmering with unshed tears. I shouldn't have said anything. I don't want to drag you into this. You're not dragging me into anything, Ethan insisted. If someone's threatening you, they need to be stopped. Sophia studied him for a moment, her gaze searching. Then she nodded, as if coming to a decision. There's something you could do, she said hesitantly. But I don't want you to feel obligated. It's dangerous, and I wouldn't forgive myself if something happened to you. Ethan straightened. Tell me. Sophia took a deep breath. There's a storage unit where he keeps incriminating evidence. files that could expose him. If I could get my hands on them, I'd finally have leverage to make him back off. Ethan frowned. You want me to break into a storage unit? No, Sophia said quickly. I'd never ask you to do that. I need someone to go with me. For support. I don't think I can face this alone. Ethan hesitated. The idea of involving himself in something illegal made his stomach churn, but the fear in Sophia's eyes was palpable. She had been there for him, listening and understanding when he needed it most. Could he really turn her away now? Okay, he said finally. I'll go with you. Sophia reached across the table, squeezing his hand tightly. Thank you, Ethan. You have no idea what this means to me. Later that night, Ethan lay awake, staring at the ceiling. Doubts gnawed at him, but he pushed them aside. Sophia needed him, and he couldn't let her face this alone. What he didn't realize was that the storage unit, and the story behind it, was nothing more than a fabrication, a carefully placed hook designed to pull him deeper into Sophia's web. As Sophia lay in her own bed, a satisfied smile playing on her lips, she thought about the next steps. Ethan was proving to be an ideal mark, trusting, empathetic, and eager to help. He had taken the bait, and now all she had to do was reel him in. The game had begun in earnest. Chapter 3, The First Crime. The night was colder than Ethan had expected. He pulled his jacket tighter around himself as he stood by the curb, glancing nervously at his watch. Sophia had told him to meet her here, just a block away from the storage facility where she claimed her tormentor's incriminating evidence was hidden. He heard her car before he saw it. The sleek black sedan pulled up silently, and Sophia stepped out, looking more composed than Ethan felt. She wore a long coat over a dark sweater and jeans. Her hair pulled back into a neat ponytail. If she was nervous, she didn't show it. Thanks for coming, she said softly, her smile tinged with gratitude. I was afraid you'd change your mind. Ethan shook his head, though his stomach churned. You said you needed help. I couldn't let you do this alone. Sophia stepped closer, her hand brushing his arm. You're a good man, Ethan. I don't know how I got so lucky to meet someone like you. Her words sent a strange warmth through him, momentarily pushing back his unease. He nodded toward the storage facility in the distance. So, what's the plan? The facility was a squat, featureless building surrounded by a high chain-link fence. Security cameras dotted the corners, their lenses sweeping the area like unblinking eyes. Ethan's palms were sweaty as Sophia led him to a side entrance. I did some research, she whispered, pulling a small device from her pocket. This jammer should temporarily disable the cameras. Where did you even get that? Ethan asked, his voice low and tight. A friend, Sophia said vaguely, her focus on the device. Don't worry. I've got everything under control. The red light on the camera above the entrance flickered and died. Sophia gave him a quick nod, and they slipped inside. The interior of the facility was eerily silent, the only sound their footsteps echoing against the concrete walls. Rows of metal doors stretched into the distance, each one identical except for the small numbers printed on them. Sophia led the way, her movements confident and deliberate. It's this one, she said, stopping in front of Unit 237. Ethan glanced around nervously. Are you sure no one's watching? I'm sure, Sophia replied, pulling a lockpicking set from her pocket. She crouched in front of the padlock, her fingers working quickly and efficiently. Ethan watched in awe, his anxiety momentarily replaced by curiosity. Where did you learn to do that? Sophia glanced up at him with a faint smile. Sometimes life teaches you skills you never thought you'd need. The lock clicked open, and she pushed the door up, revealing the dark interior of the unit. Sophia turned on a small flashlight, sweeping the beam across the contents. The unit was filled with neatly labeled boxes, shelves lined with binders, and a single metal filing cabinet. Sophia motioned for Ethan to follow her inside. Look for anything with the initials RM on it. That's the name he's been using. Ethan hesitated but stepped inside, his pulse quickening. he started opening boxes, sifting through papers that made no sense to him. Credit card statements, business contracts, and receipts, all written in legal jargon that only added to his confusion. "Here," Sophia said suddenly, her voice low but urgent. She held up a folder marked RM. "This is it." Ethan's relief was short-lived. The distant hum of an engine reached his ears, followed by the unmistakable sound of tires crunching gravel. "Someone's coming," he hissed. Sophia's eyes widened. "We have to go. Now." She stuffed the folder into her bag, and they hurried out of the unit. The sound of approaching footsteps echoed in the corridor, and Ethan's heart pounded in his chest. "This way," Sophia whispered, grabbing his hand and pulling him toward a side exit. They slipped out just as a flashlight beam swept over the storage unit they'd left behind. Ethan didn't look back, his focus solely on keeping up with Sophia as they ran into the night. They didn't stop running until they were back at her car. Ethan bent over, hands on his knees, gasping for breath. "What was that?" he asked, his voice shaking. "Who was that?" "Security, probably," Sophia said, unlocking the car doors. "But we got what we needed. That's what matters." Ethan climbed into the passenger seat, his hands trembling. "I don't know if I can do this again, Sophia. This was insane." Sophia reached over, placing a hand on his. "Ethan, I know this was a lot to ask, but you saved me tonight. You gave me hope. I'll never forget that." Her words were like a balm to his frayed nerves, and he felt a flicker of pride despite his fear. I hope it was worth it." "It was," Sophia said, her voice firm. "Thanks to you, I finally have a way to protect myself." As she drove him home, Ethan stared out the window, his thoughts a whirlwind of emotions. He wanted to believe Sophia, to trust that he'd done the right thing. But something about the night didn't sit right with him, the ease with which she had picked the lock, her calm under pressure. It was as if she'd done this before. In the driver's seat, Sophia smiled faintly, her fingers drumming against the steering wheel. Ethan's loyalty was solidifying, and the first crime had gone exactly as planned. The next step would require more finesse, but she was confident she could pull it off. Ethan was hers now, even if he didn't realize it yet. Chapter 4. The Web Titans. Ethan sat on his couch, the morning sun streaming through the blinds as he stared at his phone. His thumb hovered over Sophia's name in his contact list. It had been 3 days since the storage unit incident, and he hadn't heard from her since she dropped him off that night. He couldn't shake the unease that had settled in his chest. What had they really accomplished? Sophia hadn't explained what was in the folder she retrieved, only that it was crucial for her safety. Ethan wanted to believe her, but doubts had begun to creep in. Was he being paranoid, or had he stepped into something far more dangerous than he realized? The sound of his phone buzzing broke his thoughts. Sophia's name flashed on the screen. He hesitated for a moment before answering. "Hey," he said, trying to sound casual. "Ethan," Sophia's voice was soft, almost hesitant. "I'm sorry I haven't called. Things have been complicated." "It's okay," he replied, though the tension in his voice betrayed him. "I was just starting to wonder if everything was all right." "I was going to ask you the same thing," Sophia said, a hint of guilt in her tone. "The other night was intense. I hope I didn't drag you into something you regret." Ethan sighed, running a hand through his hair. "It's not that. I don't know if I made things worse for you or better." Sophia paused, and Ethan could almost hear her considering her next words. "You made things better," she said finally. "But I need your help again." Ethan's stomach twisted. "Sophia, I don't know if—" "Please," she interrupted, her voice breaking. "This is the last time, I swear. I wouldn't ask if I wasn't desperate." Ethan closed his eyes. He could hear the tremor in her voice, the way she struggled to keep it together. She had trusted him, confided in him when she had no one else. How could he turn her away now? "What do you need?" he asked quietly. Later that evening, Ethan found himself outside a small office building on the outskirts of town. The street was dark and empty, the faint hum of streetlights the only sound. Sophia stood beside him, her expression tight with determination. "This is where he works," she explained, her voice low. "I've been doing some digging. He's been using this office to funnel money through fake accounts. If I can get access to his computer, I can prove everything." Ethan frowned. "How do you even know all this?" "I told you I've been watching him for months," Sophia said, her tone defensive. "Please, Ethan. Just trust me." He wanted to. He wanted to believe that what they were doing was righteous, that they were standing up against someone dangerous. But the questions nagged at him. Questions Sophia always seemed to sidestep. "What do you need me to do?" he asked reluctantly. "I need you to keep watch," Sophia said, handing him a small walkie-talkie. "I'll go inside and get what I need. If anyone shows up, let me know." Ethan stared at the device in his hand, the reality of the situation sinking in. He was about to become an accomplice again. Sophia disappeared into the building, her movements swift and calculated. Ethan stood outside, his heart pounding as he scanned the empty street. He couldn't stop replaying the events of the past week in his mind. Each step had felt small, manageable until now. This wasn't just a favor for a friend. This was illegal, dangerous. A crackle from the walkie-talkie startled him. "Ethan, everything okay out there?" Sophia's voice came through, calm and composed. "Yeah," he replied, his voice tight. "All clear." Inside the building, Sophia worked quickly, her fingers flying over the keyboard of the target's computer. She had told Ethan she needed evidence, but in truth, she was planting something. Files that would incriminate the man in a complex web of fraud and embezzlement. It was a dangerous game, but one she had played before. Sophia smiled to herself as she inserted a USB drive into the computer. Ethan was proving to be a perfect pawn. His loyalty, his guilt, his need to protect, it all made him easy to manipulate. She didn't like to think of it as cruelty. She was merely using the tools at her disposal. Outside, Ethan's nerves were fraying. Every shadow looked like a threat, every distant sound a potential disaster. He gripped the walkie-talkie tightly, resisting the urge to call Sophia and demand she hurry. The crunch of tires on gravel made his blood run cold. A black SUV was pulling into the lot, its headlights cutting through the darkness. Ethan's breath caught as the vehicle stopped a few spaces away. A man stepped out, tall and broad-shouldered. His movements deliberate. "Sophia," Ethan whispered into the walkie-talkie. "Someone's here." "Stay calm," Sophia replied, her voice steady. "I'm almost done. Just keep an eye on him." The man approached the building, his keys jangling in his hand. Ethan's pulse thundered in his ears as he weighed his options. Should he try to distract the man? Warn Sophia? Run? He didn't have to decide. The walkie-talkie crackled again. "I'm out," Sophia said. "Meet me at the car." Ethan turned to see her slipping out of a side door, her silhouette barely visible in the dim light. He moved quickly to meet her, the man entering the building none the wiser. They didn't speak as they climbed into the car and drove away. The silence between them was heavy, charged with unspoken fears and unanswered questions. Back at her apartment, Sophia finally broke the silence. "You did great tonight," she said, her smile warm and genuine, or at least it seemed that way. "I don't know, Sophia," Ethan said, his voice filled with doubt. "This is getting out of hand. I feel like I don't even know what I'm doing anymore." Sophia stepped closer, placing a hand on his cheek. "You're doing the right thing," she said softly. "You're helping me take down a monster. I couldn't do this without you." Her touch, her words, they were like a drug, dulling the edges of his fear and filling him with a sense of purpose. He wanted to believe her, to trust that he was making a difference. But deep down, a voice whispered that he was being pulled into something far darker than he could imagine. And Sophia, with her bright smile and gentle touch, knew exactly how to keep him there. Chapter 5, The Turning Point. Ethan sat at his kitchen table, staring at his phone. It had been 2 days since the office break-in, and the unease gnawing at him had only grown. He thought about Sophia's reassurances, the way she had smiled at him as if to say, "We're doing the right thing," but were they? He scrolled through the news on his phone, half expecting to see a headline about the break-in or the man Sophia had accused of stalking her. Nothing. Just silence. It should have been a relief, but instead, it only heightened his suspicion. What exactly had they achieved? Why did Sophia need him at all? The buzz of his phone jolted him from his thoughts. It was Sophia. "Ethan," she began, her voice hurried, "I need to see you. Can you come over?" He hesitated. "Sophia, I..." "Please," she cut him off, her tone urgent. "I wouldn't ask if it weren't important," Ethan exhaled. "I'll be there." Sophia's apartment was as meticulously arranged as the woman herself. Everything had its place, from the neatly stacked books on her coffee table to the carefully curated art on the walls. She greeted him with a tight smile, her eyes betraying the strain she was under. "Thanks for coming," she said, gesturing for him to sit. "I'm sorry to drop this on you, but things have escalated." Ethan sat on the edge of the couch, his hands clasped tightly together. "What do you mean?" Sophia leaned against the armrest, her voice dropping to a near whisper. "He knows." Ethan's stomach sank. "Knows what?" "That I took those files," she said, her voice trembling. "He called me last night, threatening to go to the police if I don't return them." Ethan frowned. "Wait, how would he even know it was you?" Sophia looked away, her hands twisting in her lap. "He must have seen me. Or maybe he pieced it together. Either way, he's coming after me." Ethan's mind raced. The story didn't add up. They had been careful, hadn't they? And why hadn't she mentioned the call until now? But before he could voice his doubts, Sophia's voice broke through his thoughts. "I don't know what to do, Ethan," she said, her eyes glistening with tears. "I'm so scared." He sighed, his resolve softening. "What can I do to help?" She hesitated, as if reluctant to ask. Then she leaned forward, her voice barely audible. "There's one more thing I need. Something to stop him for good." Ethan stared at her. "What are you talking about?" "He has another stash," she said, her tone urgent. "Documents that could ruin him. If we can get to them first, we'll have all the leverage we need." Ethan shook his head, his frustration bubbling to the surface. "Sophia, this is insane. We're not detectives or vigilantes. This is illegal. Dangerous." "I know," she whispered, her voice cracking. "But what choice do I have? He'll destroy me, Ethan. And if you don't help me, I don't know who else will." Her words hit him like a punch to the gut. She had no one else. He was her only lifeline. The thought of abandoning her, of leaving her to face this alone, was unbearable. Ethan rubbed his temples, trying to quiet the storm in his mind. "Where is this stash?" Sophia's expression softened, and she reached out to touch his arm. "Thank you, Ethan. I knew I could count on you." The location was an abandoned warehouse on the outskirts of the city. Sophia claimed the man used it as a storage space for sensitive documents, far away from prying eyes. As they approached the building, Ethan felt a familiar knot tighten in his stomach. "This doesn't feel right," he muttered, glancing at Sophia. "Are you sure about this?" "I'm sure," she said firmly, her eyes fixed on the warehouse. "Just stay close, and we'll be in and out." The warehouse was dark and musty, the air thick with the scent of mildew. Their footsteps echoed off the concrete floors as they made their way through the maze of crates and filing cabinets. Sophia led the way, her movements confident and precise. She seemed to know exactly where she was going, which only deepened Ethan's unease. "Here," she said, stopping in front of a large metal cabinet. She pulled out a lockpicking set and went to work, the sound of the tumblers clicking into place breaking the heavy silence. Ethan kept watch, his nerves fraying with every passing second. He couldn't shake the feeling that something was off, that Sophia wasn't telling him the whole truth. "Got it," she said, pulling the cabinet open. Inside were stacks of files and USB drives, each one meticulously labeled. Sophia quickly began sorting through them, stuffing the most important-looking items into her bag. "What exactly are we looking for?" Ethan asked, his voice strained. "Anything with his initials," Sophia replied, her focus unwavering. "Anything that ties him to illegal activity." Ethan opened his mouth to question her further, but the distant sound of voices stopped him cold. "Someone's here," he hissed. Sophia froze, her eyes darting to the entrance. "We need to move. Now." They grabbed what they could and slipped out the back, just as a flashlight beam swept through the warehouse. Ethan's heart thundered in his chest as they sprinted into the night. Back at Sophia's apartment, Ethan paced the living room, his mind racing. "This is getting out of control," he said, his voice tight. "We can't keep doing this, Sophia. Sooner or later, we're going to get caught." Sophia looked up from the files she was sorting, her expression calm. "Ethan, we're so close. Once we have everything we need, this will be over." "And what exactly is this?" Ethan snapped. "You keep saying we're taking down a monster, but I don't even know who this guy is or why he's after you." Sophia's eyes flashed with something Ethan couldn't place: anger? Fear. "I've told you everything you need to know," she said evenly. "If you don't trust me by now, maybe you should leave." The words stung, but they also sent a jolt of clarity through him. Something wasn't right. And for the first time, Ethan began to wonder if he had been manipulated from the very start. But as Sophia turned her attention back to the files, her confidence unwavering, he couldn't bring himself to walk away. Not yet. Not until he uncovered the truth. Whatever that truth might be. Chapter 6. The Unraveling. The next morning, Ethan woke to the sound of his phone vibrating on the nightstand. The screen flashed Sophia's name, but he let it ring. He couldn't face her, not yet. The events of the night before had left him shaken, the cracks in her story widening to reveal a darkness he could no longer ignore. He needed answers, and he knew he wouldn't find them with Sophia. Instead, Ethan spent the day researching. He started with the initials she had mentioned, digging through online news archives and social media profiles. It was tedious work, but his persistence paid off. A name began to surface: Richard Mason, a wealthy entrepreneur with a reputation for shady business dealings. According to a series of articles, Mason had recently been implicated in a tax fraud investigation, though no charges had been filed. Sophia had painted Mason as a dangerous stalker, but nothing in his public record suggested violence. If anything, he seemed more like a white-collar criminal than the shadowy figure she had described. Ethan's stomach churned. Had he been helping her take down an innocent man? Or was Mason guilty of something far worse, as Sophia claimed? The doubts gnawed at him, but one thing was clear. He couldn't blindly follow her anymore. That evening, Ethan drove to Sophia's apartment, determined to confront her. The air was crisp, the sun dipping below the horizon as he parked outside her building. His pulse quickened as he climbed the stairs, each step feeling heavier than the last. Sophia answered the door almost immediately, her face lighting up when she saw him. "Ethan," she said, pulling him into a quick embrace. "I was starting to think you were avoiding me." He forced a smile, stepping inside. The apartment was immaculate as always, but something about it felt colder, more clinical. Or maybe it was just his perception that had shifted. "I needed some time to think," he said, his tone neutral. Sophia nodded, her expression softening. "Get it. The last few weeks have been a lot. But we're so close, Ethan. Once we finish this, we can finally put it all behind us." Ethan hesitated, his heart pounding. "I need to know the truth, Sophia. About Mason. About all of this." Sophia's smile faltered. "What do you mean?" "I've been looking into him," Ethan said, his voice firm. "And nothing I've found matches what you've told me. If he's as dangerous as you say, why hasn't there been a single report of violence? Why are there no police records?" Sophia's eyes darkened, her body tensing. "You've been spying on me." "I'm trying to understand what's going on," Ethan said, his frustration bubbling to the surface. You've been asking me to risk everything for you, but I don't even know who you really are. Sophia's expression hardened, her voice dropping to a chilling calm. I told you what you needed to know. Isn't that enough? No, it's not, Ethan snapped. I've been putting my life on the line for you, and I deserve the truth. Who are you, Sophia? And what do you really want from me? For a moment she said nothing, her gaze locked on his. Then she sighed, a small bitter laugh escaping her lips. You really want to know the truth, Ethan?
Fine.
Mason isn't a stalker. He's a liar, a thief, and a murderer. And everything I've done has been to bring him down. Ethan stared at her, his mind racing. Why didn't you just tell me that? Because you wouldn't have helped me, Sophia said, her voice rising. You would have done what everyone else does. Looked the other way, let him get away with it.
But you're different, Ethan. You care.
That's why I needed you. Ethan shook his head, the weight of her words pressing down on him. You used me. I saved you, Sophia shot back, her eyes blazing. When I met you, you were drowning in grief. I gave you a purpose, a way to fight back. And now you want to throw it all away. I didn't ask for this, Ethan said, his voice breaking. I didn't ask to be dragged into your mess. Sophia stepped closer, her tone softening.
You're right. You didn't.
But you stayed because you believe in me. Because you know we're doing the right thing. Ethan looked away, his chest tightening. Her words cut deep, stirring something he didn't want to acknowledge. Part of him did believe her. Part of him wanted to trust her, to see this through. But the lies, the manipulation, they were impossible to ignore. I need time, he said finally. His voice barely above a whisper. Sophia reached for his hand, her grip firm. Take all the time you need. Just don't give up on me, Ethan. Please. Ethan left the apartment feeling more conflicted than ever. He wanted to believe Sophia's story, to see her as the brave, determined woman fighting against injustice. But the cracks in her facade were growing, and he couldn't shake the feeling that he was being pulled into something far darker than he realized. As he drove home, his phone buzzed with a text from an unknown number. He hesitated before opening it.
Then we need to talk.
Sophia isn't who you think she is. Meet me tomorrow at 10 a.m. Coffee shop on Main. Ethan's heart pounded as he read the message. Who was this? And how did they know about Sophia? He stared at the screen, his mind racing. For the first time, he felt the full weight of the web he had stumbled into, and the horrifying realization that he might be caught in the middle of something far beyond his control. Chapter 7, The Trap. Ethan sat in the coffee shop on Main Street. His hands wrapped around a cup of lukewarm coffee. He had no intention of drinking. The cafe was quiet, the morning rush long gone, leaving only a few scattered patrons engrossed in their laptops or conversations. He glanced at the clock on the wall. It was 10:03. He had debated coming here, his gut screaming at him to walk away. But the message, cryptic, urgent, had been impossible to ignore. Someone knew about Sophia, about what they had been doing. If there was even a chance this person could shed light on the truth, he had to hear them out. Ethan, a voice said. He looked up to see a woman standing by his table. She was in her mid-30s, with short, dark hair and a guarded expression. She wore a tailored blazer over a simple blouse, her presence exuding an air of quiet authority. Yes, Ethan said cautiously. The woman slid into the chair across from him, her eyes scanning the room before settling on him. My name is Detective Harper Quinn, she said, pulling out a badge and placing it discreetly on the table. We need to talk about Sophia Lane. Ethan's stomach dropped. Detective, what's going on? Quinn leaned forward, her voice low. I've been investigating Sophia for over a year. She's not who she claims to be. She's a con artist, Ethan. A highly skilled one. She manipulates people, draws them into her schemes, and then leaves them to take the fall. Ethan stared at her, his mind reeling. That's not possible. She's not like that. I know it's hard to hear, Quinn said, her tone softening. But think about it. Has she been completely honest with you?
Or has she been feeding you just enough to keep you hooked? Ethan's thoughts raced. He remembered the inconsistencies in Sophia's stories, the way she deflected his questions, the way she always seemed to know exactly what to say to keep him invested. She told me she was being threatened, he said, his voice trembling. That this man, Mason, was after her. Quinn nodded. Richard Mason is under investigation for financial crimes, but he's no threat to Sophia. In fact, he's one of her former marks. She used him to gain access to sensitive information. Just like she's using you now. Ethan's heart pounded in his chest. Why would she do this? Quinn sighed. Sophia doesn't just steal money, Ethan. She destroys lives. She finds people who are vulnerable, who are looking for meaning or connection, and she exploits them. When she's done, she walks away unscathed, leaving her victims to deal with the fallout. Ethan shook his head, disbelief and anger warring within him. She wouldn't do that to me. Quinn's gaze was steady. She already has. The rest of the day passed in a haze. Ethan returned to his apartment, Quinn's words echoing in his mind. He wanted to believe it was all a mistake, that Sophia's intentions were genuine. But the doubts he had been suppressing for weeks now surged to the surface, undeniable and overwhelming. That evening, his phone buzzed with a message from Sophia. I need to see you. It's urgent. Ethan stared at the screen, his heart pounding. Was this another step in her game, or was she truly in danger? He thought of Quinn's warning, her insistence that Sophia was setting him up. He had to know the truth. Sophia's apartment was dark when Ethan arrived, the only light coming from the faint glow of a lamp in the living room. She opened the door quickly, her expression tense. Thank God you're here, she said, pulling him inside. Something's happened. What is it? Ethan asked, his voice wary. Mason knows everything, Sophia said, pacing the room. He's threatened to go to the police. If he does, everything we've worked for will be ruined. Ethan studied her, his mind racing. Sophia, I need you to be honest with me. What's really going on? She froze, her eyes narrowing. What are you talking about? I met someone today, Ethan said, his voice firm. A detective. She told me about you, about what you've done to people. Sophia's expression shifted, a flicker of something unreadable crossing her face before she composed herself. A detective, she said, her tone incredulous. Ethan, they're lying to you. Mason has people in the police department. He's trying to turn you against me. Stop, Ethan said, his voice rising. I've risked everything for you, and I deserve the truth. Did you use me? Sophia's eyes glistened with unshed tears. Ethan, I would never. Don't lie to me, he snapped, his voice breaking. Not anymore. For a moment, silence filled the room, heavy and suffocating. Then Sophia's shoulders slumped, and she sank onto the couch. I didn't mean for it to happen this way, she said quietly. I needed your help, but I never wanted to hurt you. Ethan's heart sank. So it's true. You lied to me. Sophia looked up at him, her expression a mix of guilt and defiance. I did what I had to do. Mason is dangerous, Ethan. You don't understand what he's capable of. And what about the others? Ethan demanded. The people you've conned, the lives you've ruined. Were they all dangerous too? Sophia's lips pressed into a thin line, but she didn't answer. Ethan left the apartment feeling hollow. He didn't know whether to believe Sophia or the detective, but one thing was clear. He couldn't trust anyone. He had been drawn into a game he didn't understand, and now he was caught in the crossfire. As he drove home, headlights appeared in his rearview mirror, growing closer with alarming speed. Ethan's pulse quickened. The car stayed behind him, matching his every turn. Panic surged through him as he realized he wasn't just being followed. He was being hunted. Chapter 8. The finale. Ethan gripped the steering wheel. His knuckles white as the car behind him stayed uncomfortably close. The headlights glared in his mirrors, turning the dark road ahead into a shadowy blur. His heart pounded as he pressed the accelerator, hoping to lose whoever was following him. The vehicle matched his speed, its engine growling like a predator stalking its prey. "Think, Ethan. Think." He veered sharply onto a side street, the tires screeching as he made the turn. The car behind him followed without hesitation. His stomach churned with fear. Was this Mason? The police? Or had Sophia sent someone to silence him now that he knew too much? He spotted an empty parking lot ahead and made a split-second decision. Slamming the brakes, he swerved into the lot, cutting the lights and ducking low in his seat. The pursuing car sped past, its tires screeching as it rounded the corner. Ethan's chest heaved as he sat in the dark, the silence almost deafening. For a moment he thought he was safe. But then the car returned, its headlights sweeping across the parking lot like a spotlight. "They know I'm here." Ethan threw the car into gear and took off, his mind racing as fast as the engine. He couldn't keep running. He needed answers, and he knew exactly where to get them. Sophia's apartment was dark when he arrived, the curtains drawn tightly over the windows. He banged on the door, his fists echoing against the wood. "Sophia, open up," he shouted, his voice raw with desperation. After a moment, the door cracked open, and Sophia's face appeared, pale and drawn. "Ethan, what are you doing here?" she whispered, glancing nervously over his shoulder. "Who's following me?" he demanded, stepping inside and slamming the door behind him. "Is it Mason? The police? Or is this another one of your games?" Sophia flinched at his tone but didn't answer immediately. She turned away, running a hand through her hair. "I don't know what you're talking about. Stop lying," Ethan snapped, his voice breaking. "I've risked everything for you, and I deserve the truth. Who's after me?" Sophia turned to face him, her eyes filled with a mixture of fear and resolve. "It's Mason," she said finally. "He knows you've been helping me. He's trying to scare you off." Ethan's jaw tightened. "And why would Mason care about me? I'm nobody." Sophia hesitated, her gaze dropping to the floor. "Because I told him you were working with me," she admitted quietly. "I had to make him believe I wasn't alone, that I had someone on my side." Ethan's stomach dropped. "You used me again." "I didn't have a choice," Sophia pleaded, stepping closer. "I needed him to back off, and I thought if he believed you were helping me, he'd think twice before coming after me." Ethan stared at her, his chest heaving with a mixture of anger and betrayal. "You've been lying to me from the start. Every single thing you've said has been a manipulation." Sophia's eyes glistened with tears. "I never meant to hurt you, Ethan. I needed someone I could trust." "You don't trust anyone," he said bitterly. "You use people. That's all you know how to do." Sophia reached out, her voice trembling. "Ethan, please. I'm trying to fix this. If we can just—" A sudden crash from the hallway cut her off. Both of them froze, their eyes darting to the door. Heavy footsteps echoed outside, growing louder with each passing second. Sophia grabbed Ethan's arm, her nails digging into his skin. "He's here."
"Who?"
Ethan whispered, his voice hoarse. "Mason," she said, her voice barely audible. "He found us." The door burst open, splintering under the force of a heavy boot. A tall man stepped inside, his presence filling the room like a thundercloud. He was dressed in black, his expression cold and unyielding. "Hello, Sophia," the man said, his voice smooth and menacing. "And you must be Ethan. I've heard so much about you." Ethan's instincts screamed at him to run, but his legs refused to move. "What do you want?" Mason smirked, his gaze flicking between them. "I want what's mine. And I want the both of you to pay for what you've done." Sophia stepped forward, her voice trembling but defiant. "You have no proof. Whatever you think I took, you'll never find it." Mason's smile widened, a predator circling its prey. "Oh, I don't need proof. I just need you out of my way." Ethan's mind raced as Mason advanced. He glanced at the table, where a heavy glass vase sat within reach. Without thinking, he grabbed it and swung, the impact shattering the vase and sending Mason stumbling backward. "Run!" Ethan shouted, grabbing Sophia's hand and pulling her toward the back door. They bolted into the night, the cold air biting at their skin. Mason's enraged shouts echoed behind them, but they didn't stop. They ran through alleys and side streets, their breaths coming in ragged gasps. Hours later, they found themselves in an abandoned lot, their bodies trembling with exhaustion. Sophia collapsed onto the ground, burying her face in her hands. "I'm sorry," she whispered, her voice breaking. "For everything." Ethan leaned against a crumbling wall, his chest still heaving. He wanted to yell at her to demand answers, but he couldn't summon the strength. Instead, he stared at the horizon, the faint glow of dawn creeping into the sky. "What now?" he asked finally. Sophia looked up at him, her eyes red and swollen. "We disappear. Together." Ethan shook his head. "I can't do this anymore, Sophia. I've lost too much already." Her expression crumpled, but she didn't argue. "Then go," she said softly. "But I'll never forget what you did for me." Ethan didn't respond. He turned and walked away, leaving Sophia behind in the growing light of day. He didn't know what the future held or if he would ever truly escape the shadow of the woman who had appended his life. But for the first time in weeks, he felt free. And that was enough.